You know, for hundreds of years, in moments of very sharp civic discontent, you and I have taken to the streets demanding change. And luckily, we live in a country where the Constitution, when it comes to such efforts, protects our rights for the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress when it comes to our grievances. Well, the time has come for women to pick up the baton and express their discontent and make their demands to live in a safe society heard, to force our focus and attention on one of the most urgent issues affecting our society and our presence in the society, to demand action, to use our power to disrupt society, to say this far and no further with killings, rape, assault, torture and abuse of women. So women are being asked to mobilize, to come together and to stay away from work on the 1st of August this year in 2018, as we mark the start of Women's Month, in order to participate in hashtag total shutdown. So what is this initiative all about? We join now the national spokesperson for hashtag total shutdown. That's Leslie Ncube. Leslie, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. I was quite, you know, there was this moment of relief, that there was a moment of also a sense of excitement when I first got invited into this closed group on Facebook about this planned shutdown that is happening on the 1st of August. So what spurred it on?
Thank you for having us, Azania. Well, what brought it on, as you had said earlier, is all the violence that's being perpetrated by men across the country. And we're basically saying that it's time for us to rise up as women and fight against it, because we can't expect government to do something about it. We've been waiting and nothing is being done.
So this is an opportunity for women to come together. And earlier I was commenting about the Women's March to Pretoria on the 9th of August, the very reason why we have Women's Month. And you're saying there isn't much to celebrate.
Yes, there isn't much to celebrate, because every year what we always do is that on the 9th of August, we put up this show that, oh no, we're celebrating Women's Month, we're happy, happy Women's
Month.
We
value women as a society.
Yes, and we're talking about how strong we are and how resilient we are, and we forget why we have to pretend to be strong and resilient, because we face so much violence against from men in the society, and we're just tired of being strong and being praised for this state's strength when we don't have to be that way.
So it is an interesting notion that women are, that we make this such a noble thing, that women are strong, women have to be strong, or that when you are, then it's such a virtuous thing. But it's actually very problematic. Why should one have to always have this exterior, or always be prepared to overcome, you know, ready to always be overcoming in life, in society? And it's a very unfair notion that we've perpetuated over the years. Why can't women just be?
And that's exactly why we're fighting, because it's as if they romanticize this struggle and this pain that we endure as women, and we're tired of enduring this pain. How many women have died from this silence and this enduring of pain and trying to somewhat keep the peace in society, when in actual fact there is no peace in society, because women's lives are in danger every single day?
Well, over the weekend, there was an interesting clip that circulated, which created a lot of talkability and also helped to build further momentum to this initiative, which is what I think about a couple of weeks old, isn't it, Leslie? Well, as far as public participation and awareness is concerned.
Which video in particular? There was one that was shared with one of our regional teams here in Port Elizabeth, where they had a meeting, and there was one with the poetry. I'm not sure which one you're referring to exactly.
Yeah, well, just listen out, because we cut the audio from it because it created a lot of conversations over this past weekend.
Mna ezunom Sengonyeni, who has a personal experience of my daughter being killed on the eve of Women's Day in 2009. I support the group, the hashtag total shutdown. Enough is enough. 63 girls have been killed in 30 days. Enough is enough, really.
Watinda abafazi, watinda imbokotho. This is a false statement. It is a statement that seeks to suggest that all women are strong and as hard as rock. a statement that has women covered in a multicolored blanket of heroism. Like all women have something to live for and something worth dying for. But not all women die heroically.
Oh, what happened? Oh, for some reason, it didn't. We weren't able to play all of it. Well, Leslie, there's the piece that I was referring to.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, I know the piece.
So I want us to take a break, but also involve our listeners in this conversation about this total shutdown. Maybe you've been itching to see this kind of action from women in our society. We'll take your calls on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. We know the history of the Women's March on Pretoria on the 9th of August, 1956. But also when you look at across the world, women have protested in the past to bring about effective change. In Argentina, as recent as 2016, in June, women in Argentina took to the streets to protest the killing of a 14-year-old girl who was a few weeks pregnant, and she was beaten to death by her boyfriend. Demonstrators rallied around the slogan and hashtag, which meant not one less, or no more women lost to gender violence. They achieved certain things. There were, in fact, a Supreme Court justice announced that there would be a registry of femicide established in the country. And last July, Argentina's president announced a plan to fight violence against women. But activists are also trying to change the culture, which they say underlies such attacks. So, what do you think this kind of action in our society can achieve? What do you think of this action that is planned for the 1st of August? Hashtag total shutdown. That women are being told to stay away from work and to make their presence felt in different sites across the country, including universities. And there'll be more details on where these gathering places will be. And this total shutdown, the organizers have released their first draft of the memorandum that they'll be giving to government. And we'll look at that after the break. But in the meantime, I want your calls as well. What do you think of this action? Overdue? 011-883-0702.
Azania Mosaka on 702.
Right, it's 7 minutes to two, and we are joined by Leslie Ngube, the national spokesperson for the hashtag total shutdown. Mark Waller on Twitter says Women's Month should surely focus on the situation facing women as one of the worst human rights violations happening in South Africa. And I'm glad you referred to it that way, Mark. And he goes on to say the total shutdown sounds like a brilliant idea. Men all over South Africa should support it. Zodwa, good afternoon.
Hi, I totally agree that it's time we make sure with the issues of violence against women take center stage. However, I think to use the slogan "Watinti Mbokoto" is not correct, mm-hmm. because that slogan in itself is about our history. It has nothing to do with femicide. It has something to do with political emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
And to mix the two for me is incorrect.
Okay.
So because our mom, Sisulu, fought under that slogan to deal with issues of Amapas laws.
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely hear you, Zodwa.
When we say, Ukuthi, we must deal with issues of femicide, I say, yes. So let's find a different slogan. Let's not negate what worked then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find something new. Because one of the mistakes we do well as women is we criticize what our predecessors did. For me, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Women, shut down, yes. But Tintu Mbokoto is a correct slogan for the time for our mothers at that time. Yeah. Let's not negate it.
All right. But also, I think we need to interpret it correctly. It was, in fact, to say that if you touch women, then you will be met with resistance, that you will be met with the force that you won't be able to stand up against. So it was an encouraging clarion call, in my view. So you're right. Let's not necessarily muddy the meaning as maybe referring to the clip that we played and how that expression was used in the poem. Avela, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What are your thoughts, Aven?
You know what? I fully stand behind the hashtag total shutdown, and I commend the ladies that are rising up and fighting gender-based violence. Enough is enough.
Would you take to the streets, Avela?
Every woman, every 4 hours, a woman is killed in South Africa, and enough is enough. The government needs to take notes and do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely supporting on the 1st of August. We will be out in numbers. and we'll be fighting this.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps. Avela, thank you for your call. So Leslie, let's look at the demands that you are making to government. The first draft of the memorandum that you plan to present was published on your page. Let's look at it.
Yes. Well, regarding the demands, really, what we put out on the page is that we put out that so that people can bring in their suggestions, because we acknowledge that as women, this is a collective thing, meaning that the violence that I face as a straight black woman is very different from a violence that a trans woman would face. Mm-hmm. So she would then bring in her suggestions so that we can also include that in our memorandum of demands. So the draft is basically for public comment and public contributions to ensure that every single woman's voice is heard.
Yeah, I see that as a document, it is possible to input your own contribution for those that do want to do so. And it is quite lengthy because you talk about the changes and amendments to laws and the changes you'd like to see in the court judicial process when it comes to domestic violence and these sorts of acts against these violations against women.
Yes.
So what informs that? Is it around research? Have you looked at the gaps that exist?
Well, currently we are working on it as a policy and admin team. We are looking into the laws because we have a lawyer there on board as well who works with us. So we're looking at the laws. We're looking at the way in which society deals with all these issues. That's why we're also going to look at how we can teach people to know that there is one type of a woman, I could call it, there's not one type of danger that we face. So we're also looking at the educational aspect of it. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the economical aspect. They're very different sectors that we're looking into, and we're working tirelessly in terms of researching and how best we can improve the existing policies.
All right, let's go to David in Mabopane. Hi, David.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good, and you, David?
Thank you very much. I'm totally opposed to women abuse. They're really against it and really want the government to do something seriously about it. But I'm totally against the staying away or total shut down. The reason being, you know, it seems it's becoming a culture gradually. In this country, for every kind of people or group of people to stay away from work if they are complaining about something and they are not thinking about the impact that is doing on the economy.
So your concern is for the economy.
The other day it will be men, the other day it will be boys, the other day it will be girls, the other day it will be babies, all those sorts of things. You know, we are different and people should just accept that, but we should just propose or actually educate our male counterparts to be respectful to women and just for the government to protect women at all costs.
Right. So, Leslie, what do you say to that kind of pushback about the planned shutdown?
I think this us shutting down sends a very strong message to government and everyone else that wants to take part in this, is that it cannot be business as usual when every other day a woman is killed, kidnapped or murdered and abused. It cannot be business as usual. So if a shutdown is what it takes to draw people's attention to actually act and do something about it, then a shutdown it will be.
So because all other efforts, even when there have been various initiatives, these headlines come and go, we don't really see much of a change. So you're saying that it has reached this kind of crisis proportion where desperate actions have to be taken.
Yes, it has reached that point, because we can't every year on the 9th of August celebrate and then move on like nothing
ever happened.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah.
So it's time.
Right. So various people can contribute, as you said, to the draft memorandum that is currently out at the moment, and mobilization towards this effort will continue.
Yes, yes. And for more information, people should follow our social network pages. That's at Women Protest on Twitter and the Total Shutdown on Facebook.
Thank you so much. That's Leslie Ngube, the national spokesperson for hashtag the total shutdown. And I hope that people support this initiative, this effort, because it will bring together people who've been organizations and people who've been working in various areas around this issue together under one banner so that our voices can be heard. And historically, women have taken to the streets in Poland. You saw how politicians sought to further restrict abortion access. Women said not on our watch, and they took to the streets. And guess what? That law or the amendment was repealed. Icelandic women had a historic march back in 1974, where they demanded as well for the gender pay gap to be closed. And now Iceland topped the World Economic Forum's gender gap index again in 2016. But its birth was in 1975, where women were underpaid and underrepresented. So they decided to strike, and they took this Women's Day off, and they demonstrated their importance in society. And 5 years later, they had their first female president. So I think there are ways of ensuring that protests bring about action. They bring about meaningful change in society.